But what we're going to do now is move into a guided practice. And the instructions I'll give will really just be about noticing Vedana and continuing to notice them. And we'll be working predominantly with sounds. What I'm going to do is essentially make a bunch of sounds and invite you to notice their Vedana. And then when I've run out of sounds to make or I've gotten bored or something, then I'll shut up and I'll let you just continue to explore your sonic experience in your own way and continue noticing Vedana. And as you do that, you might also notice if a sound triggers this proliferation of thoughts and how the downstream Vedana compares to the initial experience of the sound and that kind of thing. But basically, I'm largely going to shut up. I'm just going to make some noises for a while and then leave you to it and let you explore Vedana in your own way. One of the sounds I may make, I haven't decided yet, is the meditation bell. I might ring it because it's a nice sound and it gives us something to play with. When I get to the end of me making sounds, I will let you know that was the last sound I was going to make. So the next time you hear the meditation bell, which will be after a reasonable gap, that will be the end of the sitting. All right? So let's get into it. So please find yourself a comfortable posture. Set yourself up for some meditation. And let's maybe spend 5 or so minutes just getting concentrated, settling the mind, and then I'll start making some sounds.
Now just continuing to explore sounds in your own environment, in your own way.
And that is the end of the practice now. I've been told that my mic may have been on when I thought it was off earlier, which I guess is a source of unpleasant, socially awkward Vedana for me, but maybe some more sounds for you to work with, so it's all good. So, there we have the Vedana practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.